Why global warming means some Americans could actually feel colder. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here comes the latest article to throw the climate discussion into turmoil. It appeared in the Washington Post over the weekend. Headline, "The Arctic is showing stunning winter warmth, and these scientists think they know why." And the article says the temperatures in the Arctic are spiking much faster than expected. Last week, for example, temperatures near the North Pole hit the freezing level, which is 40 degrees warmer than usual. That's so warm that on Friday, an area of ice the size of Michigan disappeared. Which sounds alarmist, I know. But at the same time, these same scientists noticed something else, that these outbreaks of warmth in the Arctic were balanced by excessively cold temperatures in places like Siberia and Alaska. And what appears to be happening is that polar warmth is actively redirecting the jet stream so that instead of blowing due west, it now zigzags to the south and back, like the pattern on Charlie Brown's t-shirt. For a while, it was zigging mostly into Siberia, but lately it seems to prefer the northeastern U.S. Climate scientists aren't in total agreement on this hypothesis, but nevertheless, there it is, the possibility that global warming leads to local cooling, not just occasionally, but on a regular basis. And if this hypothesis is true, it doesn't change the fact the planet's getting warmer. It just means that in the process, there will be years when the polar ice cap might just end up in Manhattan. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.